Listen with the motivation of bodhicitta, thinking of all sentient beings who have been our parents, and so with the motivation with thought of wanting to lead them to a state of complete enlightenment, a state of complete freedom from all suffering. The text we're studying so is the Bodhicitta Avatar, text explained in 10 chapter. We come now to the chapter 9. So what has happened so far, or what we've covered in the text, is that there's been, as we saw earlier, there's an explanation of how the bodhicitta, how to give rise to bodhicitta, where it has a reason, where it has a reason preventing from waning, decreasing, but then, and how to develop it to make it increase further and further. And so, the first, and then within bodhicitta, there's those two aspects of the relative and absolute aspect of bodhicitta. And so, we see how to develop, to increase a relative bodhicitta and absolute bodhicitta. And in the first three chapters, then we explain how to give rise to bodhicitta, and within that, then those two aspects of relative and absolute were included in this, how to give rise to both absolute and relative bodhicitta in the first three chapters. Then there's been an explanation in the chapter 4, 5, and 6 how to prevent this bodhicitta that we gave rise to, that we generated, to decrease. And then the later chapter explains how to increase, or where it has a reason to make it increase and develop further and further. And so the chapter 8 explains how to develop, to increase further and further relative bodhicitta. And chapter 9 explains how to increase or to develop further and further absolute bodhicitta. And when chapter 7 brings an explanation of both, explains how to increase or to develop further and further both aspects of relative and absolute bodhicitta. So now we come to this chapter 9, the explanation of how to develop and increase further and further ultimate bodhicitta. And what is explained in that, what is explained in this chapter, even though there are many ways in which this subject, the prajnaparamita, the paramita of wisdom, or the prajnaparamita is the main subject that is discussed there, and there are many ways in which this can be explained or this can be approached, yet here the main way for us to approach this is to understand or to explain the prajnaparamita as being the mind that directly sees the dhammata free of all conceptual elaboration. So even though in terms of the prajnaparamita there are aspects of objects and aspects of subject that can be distinguished in a way, here we'll be more focusing, maybe more approaching it from the angle, from the side of wisdom, being this wisdom, primordial wisdom that realizes the ultimate nature of reality, the dhammata free of all conceptual elaboration.
Da dinne ki leo guwa di ma she la da kare yara se da mo sherab che ba ndor tem ba se da sherab ki phajin di rang ju la che ba che ba che go zu ku kor de da tin da da mo ndor tem ba che da di ko de ma sherab ki phajin di ki kor de da ma je ba she ba nin do de no ni da mo sherab ki phajin de rang ju la da che go ya ki da jun sen ra bu chi ma de ni she da
so and then so in this chapter first explains, gives a brief exposition, a brief presentation of how to give rise to this prajnaparamita, how to generate this wisdom of the prajnaparamita. And then the second is a detailed explanation of this, of how to give rise to the prajnaparamita. And so in this first section of how to give rise to a brief exposition of how to give rise to prajnaparamita, then it explains also the reason why we need to give rise to the prajnaparamita.
That the inchila carisier said it in Jimbadan, Sutin, Zeba, Sundry, Sandin, the Jeba, Pachin, ah, Shera, Pachin, Chidangi, that Pachin, Tuyara, Pachin, Trunani, Nayan, Shesmar. That is Sadu, Chidangi, Pachin, Tude, Dini, Jimbagi, Juche, Delatin, Sutin, Devo, Sutin, Juche, and his servant Devo, in the Rimbation, Mamma, the Juche, Chima, the Sun Devo, or the Negi, the Korinchi, Pachin, Tambo, Jimba Shago, Junsen, Nimba. Zoba shaguyak, tsurin shaguyak, junsen ko namchi jindo, dig korim de la, mama juje, chiman drebu, rimbejin de chene, juleg korim de yore, stangazo, jidangi korim de la, dan damida yore, pachingi korim de la, juleg korim siada, dinanji, tara sedu, jimba dan, tsurin parola, jimba de tis, gawa rabache, diligent, tsurin de gawa tis tower, and tsurin legend, zoba de gawa tower, dinanji, that tara senenda, and in chomen senenda. Jimba legend, Sudin de Yawayure, Sudin legend, Zeba de Yawa. That is mentioned the Korim de Dominadoa. Korim Mambo Yubinaneta, so Jundek Korinchi, Namaratin, Chimachesu, which in the Odig on the Chevaina. And then that dinole, Sawanola, Gotambo de Leo Guba de Gongo de la Carrier City. Yenlan de Tanchines, Yenlas, Yenlas sitting on so Luki, Yenla de Kamba de Lava de So, Yenla Chadura. Odin de Yenlan de da Sita. Leo Gubi gets someone on a tombo, Yenla de das, Chichesura, what the Yenla said, didn't he? Kashegi, Sheroki Pachin digi, Kana Carrier said, didn't he? Dig Mula, Sandingi Pachinera, what the Sandingi Pachin de la Shedding in the Neandus? Dina Shingida, Ding Mula, that Pachin Nashera, what the summer light in the Yenla Sene, and the Neyan Shingus, that she soon dominated the Mambu Yeres. What the Mambu Yava Yenaya, that come de la. Kimbukimba Kongi, current Shijagoras Nadine, Jangum Mibonboche, Suna Shinchine. Yelan de Dazia, Yela de Pachin, Namang Abo, this is Samala, any cogo res. O the Nichin and Dinima, Yela de Dazia, Yela Tindela Pachin, Shirok, Pachin, Mila, Pachin Nashira, what is it Samala, any Yelasin, cogo res. yena nge dewe tochi cha
kashi yena yena la
yena
something
something chibu la kore sindu shi jane ani yine yan tan jangu me bar mba chege mazo shenda ke da kas shero lewe de gin reba ke da kas ji ro din na yena de da sia de yena de pachin ha ma nga bo ta tochi cha cha ra shero ku pachin de ta shero ku cha top de shero ni ra din no tochi cha sa ma la kogo re su yes o din na shi chene da ni ma de shi jege yes
So as we saw earlier, the each of the six perfections are regarded as being, or each of the six perfections is regarded as being based on the perfection preceding it. There's this kind of or succession order or progressive succession between the different paramitas, where the paramita of discipline is based on the paramita of generosity, where the paramita of patience is based on the paramita of discipline. Where the paramita of diligence arises on the basis of the paramita of patience, the paramita of meditative concentration and diligence, and so this the explanation that are given for the different for the paramitas, for the order of the paramita, this progressive order of the paramitas. There are different ways in which this progressive order of the paramitas can be discussed, we just said, in terms of cause and effect, like we just said, or they also distinguish in terms of gross and subtle, where the latter paramita is being more subtle than the earlier ones. So the like for example, the paramita of discipline being more subtle than the paramita of generosity, the paramita of patience being more subtle than the paramita of discipline, and so on. And also could be distinguished in terms of superior or inferior, the paramita of discipline being superior to the paramita of generosity, the paramita of patience superior to the paramita of discipline, and so on in this way. So there's different ways in which this kind of successive progression of the paramitas can be discussed. But the main one is the paramita, in terms of cause and effect, in terms of so the earlier paramita being the cause, the basis for the later paramitas. And so, in the root text, it says that the paramita of or the prajna paramita, the paramita of wisdom, is based on the other branches. And so the Tibetan term yenlak is like branches or the other. So this term branch is some interpret it, understand it as being the paramita of meditative concentration, because of what we just explained, because of this successive progression in the paramitas, the earlier paramita being the cause for the later paramita. And so meditative concentration in that understanding would be the cause for the paramita of wisdom, and so some understand it in this way. However, here Kempo Kumpel says that he would follow Mipham Rinpoche's explanation, where in his text, in his commentary to the chapter 9 of the Bodhicitta Avatara called the Nobu Ketaka, he explains that actually branches here refers, this term yenlak refers to all the other five paramitas.
Onda diche yenla sia de la pachin hama nga bo chama la gogo ya che ta yenla pachin hama nga bo de sanje gi gare gi che de sung gyo rese de ne sanje gi di pachin hama nga bo de gare gi che de sung gyo rese na nganzo gi da sanje gi gombon sanje gi da jula gare yo rese de sheja chama chimbi gi nan chens na ba tanje chimbi ye ses ta de sanje gi tuji le yo ra de nga so la ta thogo yo ra kan da nga zog jira di yishe di ngon du che go gora o di ki ta ngu ju tumo ma yinba lang ki zo di kare cha gora sa di di ni shiro ku pachin di res jum zin tari sa nga zog namba tanji chimbi ki yishe di taba che bala ani nga zog jira driba nyi yora driba nyi di pa ni di ni shi ni namba tanji chimbi yishe di ngon du che go gora driba nyi pa ya la ani nyembo di shiro ku pachin chuni triba tanji da trawa tobi ki yu jen shiro ku pachin di rang jira yo go gora di Digi pontogramado, de maimba chechenda kangianda, driba ni pontogramada. 어 jumsen tila tene ta shiragu pachinde nanchin ke ngu ju tumu mayin baas. Ngu ju tumu mayin ba digi chon rawa karu go gore sudi tene pachin hama nga bod go gore su. O jumsen tila tene ta pachin hama nga bode ani shiragu pachin digi chon rogi chedo ta de sungu yore su. Pe na jabo de ani malan rode tene kurongi ta jik roba de karu go gore sudi tene punso yana shes nyeji. Nyumda go gondo ha. Jabo de ta sori sene shiragu pachin. Punso yenla chide tene, pachin hama nga bo, o diso res. Dende, jabi ka roba nga bo, punro de la kare yore sade tene, punso yenla chide ra. Dina xin chene, sanje ki namchene tobi ka ngo jo tumo mayin ba shirak pachin de la tene, punro de roba kare go gore sade tene, pachin hama nga bo go gore sade. O pachin hama nga bo de ta dik chede, ne sungu yore sade.
And so, so the Buddha has explained that actually the actual cause for obtaining the result that is the omniscience of the Buddha. The Buddha has this omniscience, and this is the fruition, the aim of our following the path. What we want to attain, this fruition, this ultimate fruition, is this wisdom of omniscience. And the actual cause for that is the Prajnaparamita, he explains, because if we want to attain to the omniscience, as it is in the mind of the Buddha, in the wisdom mind of the Buddha, then we need to eliminate the two obscurations, and it is only with this Prajnaparamita, the paramita of wisdom, that we will be able to eliminate the two obscurations. So that is why the Prajnaparamita is the actual cause. This wisdom is the actual cause for the omniscience of Buddhahood, for attaining the ultimate result, the ultimate fruition of the path. These other aspects, the other paramitas that are practices, as branches, are like auxiliary aspects that are necessary in order to help us to attain that. The main cause, so, is the paramita of wisdom, and then those are the auxiliary, the kind of element that are necessary in order to reach to enlightenment. And the example that is given is like a king going to war. Then he's surrounded by the four divisions of his army. So he goes with all the different divisions of his army to war and doesn't go on his own.
That dinner, since in Karesung, I said, Sanjay, Yum, Tonda Java, no, la. Then it chulun genie was saying that Chulun said in answer, Longba Chunun dinner, that Chuchunun dinner legora. Oh, the Zotama la Chunus. That the Zotama, Kronchibu, the nation and draw in. अनि जान्छौ ननला थै जान्छौ ननला रोथु गरेस न त को दे रोथु गय मार नुंबा चुञुङि चुचुञु दे त घरे छ गरेस दे को जान्छौ नन रयला अनि छो गंगा द ड्रेस वइन अनि छो गंगा द न्यम द छेन को जान्छौ ननला रोथु गरेस थै जान्छौ स त न जो चुछमा मन रसा दे त थै जान्छौ छिवरा ओदि न रोथु गरेस तेगा नान सिंगे पाचिङ हमा गबो दे कासि शेरो के पाचिङ दि मेबा इन पाचिङ हमा गबो देला तेने अनि संजय के कुम्बो न रोथु गय मारस Dini Pachin Hamang abo di tola, Shiroku Pachin di Yavaina, and Shiroku Pachin di Tama, Nyamdun Dene, Dini Pachin Hamang abo dea, invasion is Sanjay Kumbon Toyaki, Junrochi, and the Nichine, yeah, Chatuiris.
And an example that is given to understand this is that just as all the rivers that empty into the Ganges are carried along thereby to the great ocean, so likewise the paramitas, when seized by wisdom, will lead to omniscience. So in the paramita in 100,000 verses, then it is said that she says all the rivers refers to, you know, the small rivers, small streams, and that and those small streams then can't really on their own reach the ocean. It's not possible for them. It is only if they flow into a bigger river and then flow into the Ganges, then with the Ganges, then they'll be led to the ocean. But just on their own, they are not able to reach there. So it's the same also with the other five paramitas. It is when they join with wisdom, then that they'll be able to lead to omniscience.
yenden tanchi diba rimbo che sindwa do dinan kare sun re sidi tene mi long kanza ta chewa thati mambo chi yob yin ya diso ge ta lang langa ya hako gu mare dinan shin da kron su ge ndro go sa ge tronche de la ya dan ro thu mare s ko mi long ke kase mambo yob yin ya phen thu mara mi me ba yin ta dinan shin chi ne ganda shiro me so yin na an pachin ga ma nga bo de long na shin cha gure s Di indi ta di kareche goresi di longa di ta sozo ki langa ya thongu yo mare sozo nroge ke saje dila ya letu yo mara Di indi ta shiro mea ba yina pachin ngama ngabo di so longa na shinche Kasi shiro ki pachin di yaba yina dini pachin ngama ngabo di la ta mi yaba na shi Pe na milong mambo ki nala mi yenke mi chiki yaba yina ane kong huyla nro ne Shinda di so tsangama chiki chila sine jele yunwa yina Ko chik langa la ya devu chin ro tukuri Dinan shin milon tu son roka saka saja dila ya Ko le tukura Mi yungin chiki triwa ina O dinan shin chine da shirin ke pachin di Mi dan denpa na shin che Pachin ngama ngabo di mi longa na shin ina ya Tini shiro ki pachin mi yoba dila tini Pachin ngama ngabo di soy Ki ya Ani sanje ki kumbo toje ki juno O dini chi chagwere Dinan shin pachin ngama ngabo dila Shiro ki pachin ki zi simba ina Dini ngama tu sola Paro tu chimba seya ki mi di ya Togres, Dima Mato, Shiroki Pachin de Mabaina, and Hama de Sola, Jimba don, Surin Serre Mato, Jimbi Pachin Serki, Pachin Mide, Togmares, Shinda. O the Nichagores.
And so in the sutra called the Great Treasure Gathering All the Qualities, then in the sutra, then to explain also that it is like, you know, when these people blind who are blind, and then even if you have like thousands of them, then they won't be able to find the path, the right way to town, because they're all blind and they do not see. And so it's the same also with the five other perfection or the five other paramitas. Then they are like blind without wisdom, they are like deprived of sight. And so it says, unguided, they are powerless to reach enlightenment. But then when they are associated with wisdom, seized by wisdom, then it is like they gain their sight, and then they can lead to enlightenment, and then they are then this is when they are called paramitas, when those other five activities such as generosity and so on, when they are seized or associated with wisdom, with the paramita of wisdom, then they are called paramitas. It is only when they are associated with the wisdom that they are called paramitas. So it is like in the example when blind people cannot find their way. However many you have, they cannot find their way unless there is a guide, someone who has eyes, someone who sees, that can lead them. So it's the same also with the paramitas, the five other perfections. Then when not associated with wisdom, then they are unable to lead us to enlightenment. It is only when associated with the paramita of wisdom that they become paramitas and can lead us to enlightenment.
Dadi dandan do ni nono la, shirogu pachin digi, chiwa shesuan. Dinan shinchin and do shenda nona ya mambo sunyores. Dizu tsama ta tenda diva ina, sanji kombo tobige langi zo de da, shiro imbachi, shigores. Sanji kombo tobala, shirogu pachin de da, mena tsani mandike, mena tochawa imba, bet tenchimbo, ninga chimbo, o de nichi tengueres. Dit temba nan shinchin and da, jun de nona ya. Yenla siya dan, dinan shin duendu siya ki tsi niyora, yenla dida tangi ni, tube shirub duendu suns, duendu suns tsi, yenla siya jikdan, tube shirub duendu suns siya ki tsi niyora. Odi tsi di niki nubale teba ina, ani pachin chugu noni, zode shirub inbaji, tengu yores. Odi indi da, sanji gendo nona ya, shirub ki pachin de pe, jik dila chesho chenpo yoba shien doa. Odi sheba nan shin, shewa lagi, leo gubi koso, yenlan dida tanchi ne siya ki yenlan dida tube shirub duendu siya di tsi di nila dine pachin dugu no ne shirub pachin ne zo yinba chik tenyo yores
and so this is so we saw two instances of examples of ways of explaining the importance of the paramita of wisdom given in the sutras, and many other quotations could be found in the sutras. However, the if we were to want to understand what the main point is, the main point is that actually wisdom is the most important things in o- and most important thing in order to reach enlightenment. That if it is indispensable, it is an indispensable aspect of the path, and we couldn't do away with the parameter of wisdom. So this is the point that is made, and this is in the root text. So the first verse of the Bodhicitta Avatara, of the chapter 9 of the Bodhicitta Avatara, then there's those two terms of branches, and for the sake of, and so those branches, those other kind of paramita, are for the sake of wisdom. And so this root stanza is explains or shows the importance of wisdom and how wisdom actually is the main factor.
Da dini shero ki pachin siya de la da ngen zin su nda me da mambo ya re. Di yo di ta tambo de kare she gur su di jedon tun di. Jedon tun di nona shero ki pachin siya de kande shi la she gur su di. Sanji ki tujun yo vi ge nanchen chi yura u di la shero ki pachin su. Dini di mayin ba nga so tanda pe na driba nyi pongi ki nyenbo shero ki pachin ching doa lam pe na sa tambo dan sa nyibi ko su tuji la yaya ke chuni ngan san to tobi ki yujen ji yura di ki ta driba pongo gura o di pachin di dan di nan shin ge yung pachin se di sanje ki yom jenri di san ta ka baba ki she jingin do yura di so dan di nan shin ge da she jingin yung dende mambu yura o di so la yung she jins she gura kanda ta kandar tsuk tenda di bayi na shero ki paro di chimba se ya di jedon tundi na sanje ki ju la yaya ke namchen dela shero ki pachin che di tobi ki lam tanda toni tobi ki lo chingdoa di dan ane nga so ki sanje ki she chingin doa yara odi zo tsama she ching tseni ba maris de da she ching ba taba wa she ching rabo she ching ngone de da sanje ki ju la yaya ke dine nan chen de she ching tseni ba res she ching ngone de da diris odi ne dreshe jaya res
satangbo niba ge chini doba di
satangbo yenche ge da kansa de zo ki ju la yaya ke chunyung wansung tobi ki lo chiye ra di la lam shechin se wara chidang ina ya ta jenon tundi na la di la shechin se ne shechin ki mii taba re mato shechin gune ma res shechin gune di sanje ki ju le yo ya ki ini nan chen ye she di la shechin gune se wara res yung na nying la deda yin shen da di lung ren di ki
jenon tundi
na yung shechin se di mazo shechin gin do de di so dan di nan shen yi ta ngazo xiechen gong dojian, jazo jambang gong bo xiechen gong dojian ya, di zola xiong xiechen sewa. Diyan xiechen ki drapa, xiechen si ming daba rima do xiechen ma res. Di nan xin, yung lam siya di, tanda ngaya xieba nan xin, sa tangbo yanchi ki tujio le yaya ki, chunyi ngon son da tobi ki yujian chi ya, di la lam xiechen sewa. O di la yang, xiechen ki ming daba rima do xiechen ma res. Ta xiechen ki xero ki pachin siya di, gare, kande re se di, sanji ki tujio le yaya ki, nam chen ya xie di la, xiechen si, xero ki pachin si.
In the Prajnaparamita, in the 8,000 verses, then it is explained, which is said how what the Prajnaparamita of the Prajnaparamita is, and even though there are many different ways, as we say, to explain it, to approach this, to try to identify what it is, then here the there are two aspects said that are distinguished. That there is the to the text and path that have this as their goal, the name of wisdom paramita is also applied. So there's the talk about the paramita of wisdom of the text wisdom paramita, if you want, and the path wisdom wisdom paramita. And so the text wisdom paramita is the prajna paramita as explained in the text, like in the text of like the Abhisamalankara and so on. Those texts that explain what the paramita, the prajna paramita is, and the path of prajna paramita is the paramita, like in the realization of the dhammata in the mind of those bodhisattvas on the bhumis. That is the path, prajna paramita. But those two are not the authentic, actual prajna paramita, because the actual authentic prajna paramita is the wisdom of omniscience and the of the Buddhas. The wisdom of omniscience of the Buddhas is the actual, the real prajna paramita. And the prajna paramita, as explained in the text, so there are teachings that are given in order to help us to understand ways of explaining the prajna paramita in the great text. And this is the text prajna paramita. This is not the authentic prajna paramita. It is not the wisdom of omniscience in the mind of the Buddha. And the path prajna paramita, also the realization of the dhammata in the stream of mind of the bodhisattvas and the bhumis, then is also not the authentic prajna paramita, not being the ultimate wisdom of omniscience of the Buddhas.
That in the shiroku pachins, the kashiki sanjiki juliaki nanchin de la shiroku pachins. The mainba shinda de sorata shiroku pachin mares, mean tabares, and that initiating the yin and that. Mimar Mache Karesum said it so Jidan Lam Dreb Sumchalada Shiroku Pachins. This was Shachin Sini by Yin Sian, Shiver, Jidan Lam, Jisidi, Tawa Tosagi, you chuni trebata, the Travaki, Tombanira, Delishis. Lam said it, did Tobiki, Eugene. Miss Satamboni, Sachubi Paroli, Yashayaki, Chunimons Tobiki, Lochira, Dela Lams. Dreb said it, Sanjay Juliaki, Namchendi. ওদা দিস সমজা কাঁদা শেচিন চিনি বারে এসনে মেবার মজি তেনে দেশে নান্দা ইনে এটা দেনদা ওমা দে তন্দা দিন অন সুমবা না শিন জেব শেচিন গাসে সঞ্জিগ জুলে ইয়া দে শেচিন দে মুনে রে সতি মাইন বা দেসো নি শেচিন গি মি তা তা গুরে সে দে জো থজে জেব গি চানে জো চাবা শে তেনে ইনে ইয়া তা গাসো সা তম্বনে সা জুবি পালে ইয়া শায়া কে তোনি তোবি কে লোচিরা ওদেলা ইয়া শেচিন সে গো জুনসেন করসে দে তেলা তেনে अनि देबो संजय के कोमोदे उस त थप थु यरा देले तने ओ दिन दे त देले या गांदर शरोग फारो दे चिम्बास ने कोना द निंगा लो खान यो मनस दिन दे जुंग सोसो नना द जि कशे के चो ये तोंबनी की छदे चो चंदेन छे गरे दे को स अनि तोनी की छदे द शेचिन इ छे गरे कशे के लम तोनी मोन सुन द तोबी की युजेन लंग छचिन द ओ दि पे चंदेन छे गरे दे को स या लम दे Shachin is Kashiki and Sanjig in Drebu de Pet, Sandunchin, Misachima, Sandin Shigda, or Taikos and Sanjigi, Namchendi, Shachin Sinibares. That didn't Shigda. Then the Tashun Sosogi, Shetun Dammit in the Yava in the Tenda, Gawakan Yumars. Ni Shida, Lamda, and Drebu de Samala, Shachin Sine, the Kona, Chimkan Yumars. So that me one much in the nation. Jidan Lam, Drebu Sumja, Shachin Sini by Yinsen, or the Nisum Wurus, Dindi, that is a Tamalakanda, and Sherok Pachinse, Kocho Wurus.
And so, some are saying, so explain in this way that actually the authentic, the real Prajna Paramita is the Paramita, the Prajna Paramita that is the realization or the wisdom of omniscience in the mind of the Buddha. But, for example, Mipham Rinpoche explains slightly differently. He considers that actually the prajna paramita, for the path, for the ground, the path, and the fruition, are all authentic prajna paramita. Shigi kablat.
Shisi yade tejengi nana shayjagi toni chishengda. O dila shis. Dinan shin tito biki yujen sa tambo ne sa chubi paro la chansin de togu jula yeyake Tongi ngon su tobi yujen chera, di lams Lam de la tene dine sanje ki jula yeyake namchende ngont chebra odi nam chen dran rebus that this samcha shechin chini ba yins
so at the moment of the path that is this so this aspect of emptiness is what explained like the ground in the Mahayana explained this is emptiness and so at the time of the path so the Prajnaparamita is the realization in of the Dhammata in the mind of those bodhisattvas and the bhumis. And at the time of the fruition, that is the omniscience of the Buddha. So those three, according to Mipham Rinpoche, are authentic Prajnaparamita. Some explain that when they consider that the fruition to be the main aspect, the most important aspect, then they say that actually authentic Prajnaparamita is just at the omniscience in the mind of the Buddha, and that the others, like when we talked about the text Prajnaparamita, the path Prajnaparamita, are just names that are given. They are just labeled, they are just called Prajnaparamita, but they are not really the real, the authentic Prajnaparamita. But then, so there's there's nothing difficult to understand here. It's just that more in terms of emphasis, for people in the way that they explain, they put different emphasis, and for some, the most important thing being the fruition, then they consider that only the omniscience in the mind of the Buddha is authentic Prajnaparamita, whereas those who consider that maybe the aspect of the path as being extremely important, and so this realization of the Dhammata in the mind of the Bodhisattva that is an aspect of the Prajnaparamita is also authentic Prajnaparamita. So in that, then there's no problem, there's no fault or no contradiction between those different way of approaching, and so we could go with what Jamgon Mipam Rinpoche explains, so that the Prajnaparamita of the corresponding to the ground, to the path, and to the fruition are all three authentic Prajnaparamita.
That day in the Gandhara Shiroki Pachin Siyade Sanjige Namchen de la ani ngue simba ina tene namchen de toya ge che do gari che gor se de ngazo jung she chin ta jung she chin se de sanje ge she chin gin do da de na shin ta na ngazo jun ju de zo chang ma jung she chin se ta de zo thwe san che dang bo thwe san che ne de ne lam she chin se ya de chin ni ngon son do to bi ge ta te chen ge chin ni ngon son do to bi ge de ne shirab ji che gor de na shin to ge cha de ne jang ju ge sen ni je ओ देसो छामा अनि तोशे यामा दोय गोने न्याने चेने गान्दर गोंगु याची त तें गयरेस
एंड सो says that means in order to attain the perfect the perfection of wisdom which is the fruit so the in order to reach the fruition the omniscience of Buddhahood that is what we are trying to attain then first we need to hear and reflect correctly upon the Prajnaparamita text. So all these teachings given on the Prajnaparamita, on the Paramita of Wisdom, such as, for example, the Bodhicaravatara and the teachings are given now. And all those, then we need to listen and to reflect upon them. And then, having done that, then then we cultivate the experience of the Prajnaparamita, that is the Paramita of the path.
On that, Sanji ki kumbon thaba dan dina shi driba ni ponya la kare gorsi di dina shiragu pachin di met mirwa shi cha dengdo. Jumsen dila dina da rang dan shen si bigi dunga chama ani chi shiwan du bigi gansa shi yoba yina chik dekona ni to bigi shiro lan bebe che si shengdo da di koso shiragu se de dagi shiwa na shi. Ishe lam drebu songu na ni lam toni to bigi yujen dila da shiragu pachin si ni tanda dina nan reshi jayo resi la yinba. Chidangi shiroki paro de chimba shechin siya de la jidang lam drebu se sum yores. Ina ya yungde na la tso kare la kogur se de dine lam de la. Toni ngonson to tobi. Tomba ni ngonson. Ta toni tsama ngonson to toba. Tejengi toni ngonson to toba. O de la kogur se la yinba. Dende deni shiendo. Dekona ni tobi shirab de bebe chebar cha de shiendo. Dekona ni tobi ki shirab de ta toni tobi ki yujen lo de la.
And
Tene nga so chidang ki shachin siya de kashi ki yitongba ni la shachin sinde xe chagre, kashi ki ditubi ki yujin lam de la shachin sinde xe chagre, kashi ki de la tene toya ki nrebu sanje ki jure yoye ki nanchin de la nde xe chagre si. Tadde so kandar ngawan rabu kanya yoye mara nde xe chacho gore, ina ya nga so shung de la zo karal kohor sinde nene langi cha, toni ngon sinde tobi ki langi cha, driba ni pongi ki nyebo, tila kohor si.
It is therefore said that all who wish to have the complete end of all sufferings of existence, both themselves and others, must diligently cultivate the wisdom that realizes suchness. And so, so as we saw then, in terms of the Prajnaparamita, we talk about the Prajnaparamita of the ground, the Prajnaparamita of the path, Prajnaparamita of the fruition, and the Prajnaparamita of the ground being this aspect of emptiness, the Prajnaparamita of the path being the mind or this understanding or this realization or rather this direct perception of this emptiness, and the Prajnaparamita of the fruition being what is to be obtained or what we want to attain, that is the omniscience of the Buddha. And here in this text then it explains mostly on the aspect of the path, Prajnaparamita, of this aspect of this mind that perceives directly this emptiness of the Dhammata. So the as it says, must diligently cultivate the wisdom that realizes suchness. So that corresponds to the Prajnaparamita of the path, path Prajnaparamita.
That's Shiroki Pachin, the Bezenchin, Rangjul, Chigurk, Jumsen Karasana. Any chick, Raniki, Toniki, Tunde, Tobaina. That Karecha was the Janju Sende Nonola, Toniki Tunde, La Rangi, Comba Chevaina. Then Raniki Lodi, Gendela Gaia, the Bemet, Jungres. Any Genden Chia, then I see the Sola Kanga Kanya Yumaris Sheda, Rangi Tombani Tobaina, and then Genden Chia. Rangi Tony Tobaina, any Gendon Chiade, Kangameva Yores. Gendon Chiala, any Kangameva Shiuina, then he shined a rangi, Dungatus, Shuan Devanashin, Chenadine, Ranging Shirora. What did Lund it, Tinima Leva?
And so we've explained, we've seen how this Prajnaparamita is important and how actually. It is indispensable also, couldn't do away with the Prajnaparamita, and how if we want to reach to the state of Buddhahood, to attain the to develop the or to attain the omniscience of enlightenment, then we need this Prajnaparamita in order to be able to remove the two obscuration. Without the Prajnaparamita we wouldn't be able to do so. And so it says that that all who wish to have the complete end of all sufferings of existence, both for themselves and others, must diligently cultivate the wisdom that realizes suchness. So we need to have the Prajnaparamita in order to eliminate all suffering of existence, both of ourselves and others. Because as it is said, so in this text, the commentary on Bodhicitta, then it says that The minds of yogis used to emptiness are turned with ease and joy towards the benefit of others. So it says, explains how it is actually quite easy once we've realized emptiness. For those yogis who have realized emptiness, then it is very easy for them. So for one, it removes the all the obscurations, so all the suffering, but also it is easy for them to turn toward others and to help others, and in this way to remove all the suffering, to help removing all the suffering of samsara.
Dina shinda toni niji nibo chen shinda toni niji nibo chen sia de toni tobe ke lo de niji de ge nibo ra chi cha de gores la kare cha gores de pe na rang ge tong ba ni ngon son to to ba yin na ni niji de ran shin ge ko che go yores niji che wa de nyen yin sun da da niji che wa de nyen yin sia de so niji la sen chen la mi bi niji che la mi bi niji mi ba mi bi niji sum yi ra dino ni Ninja Java Tinian is at the so mibami ninja chair, the Tinian Imbajita Kogu is a retained. My Dimato, Tony Mato, but Ninja Sani chair, Mabatinde, Chagres and the Chagmara. That Tony Mato by Nan, Ninja Chaira, in a decos, Tony Tobatan, Ninja Javani, Tinian is at the Ninja de Mibami Ninja. Mibami Ninja said that Chetanje and the Tombani, Monson to Tobiki, Lodela. Did Ranata, Mibami Ninja Shira. The Lord should be kind of Tony to be lost. Can you? Oh, the end of that Sanjay and Chunju Samba, the Sotamaki. And then Tony Tobata, Ninji Chevani, the name by his own years. Then that Tony Tondo de Co Ninji Ranjing Chevunda, Ninji Chevaina, Rang Tony Kande, Tobana Shinchen, Ninji Unki, Shen Sanjela Patin, the Tempalatin, Shank Dungapan. Rang Tony Tobalatin, Rang Dungapan on the. Oh, the end of that Tony Tobaina, Ranjing Dungatus, Sibi Dungatus, Shivan Devanashi. Any shigres. Tony rang tobalet and rang dunga shigre, Tony tobatan yam the hinji chigre, hinji chevatan yam the hinji, any shena pa tonic ten the ting da. Then he shena tonic ten ten of the, and he shank the nyansan and barat and he shank dunga de shenong da. Odin the Tony tobatak and the ranging is sibi dunga de pongan devaina, that Tony tobaina, then the youngres.
And also, it speaks about the emptiness with the heart of compassion. So this is emptiness which has the essence of compassion. So basically, it means that when we realize emptiness, then also compassion comes together with it. We realize also we actualize compassion. The heart of emptiness, it is said, is compassion. And when we talk, as you know, when we talk about compassion, then there's three types of compassion. This compassion turns towards sentient beings, compassion turns towards phenomena, and compassion without focus. So I think this refers to the compassion without focus. This compassion that develops together with emptiness, because it is still possible to have compassion even when we haven't realized emptiness. So. But then, when we realize emptiness, so together with it, together with the realization of emptiness, comes this compassion turns towards other sentient beings. And so, in that we understand how the realization of emptiness can remove, pacify all the suffering that there is. And because by realizing emptiness, then we remove all the causes for suffering for ourselves and eliminate our suffering. But also, since together with emptiness, with the realization of emptiness comes compassion, then also we'll show this emptiness to others so that they remove also all suffering.
Oh, that digging dot them, but it. Sherogi Pachindi, that's so de la Cheju Nereus. Dinan Shinchin, Sherogi Pachindi, then Mazogi, that Jula, never to that Chetua Chevers, did Chevaina, Ranjingi, Sibi Dumandiso. And maybe the next chagor is, or that the Johnson Dorton much. That the Nima Java Shedu Karisha or Sudini, Tensen Shigun Shenonda, Tombo de Tavetana Pavas. Tavetana Pavas said that Sherok Pachin de Rang Jela Java Chevala, Tawe, Tombo Tenapo, Tavetana Possidy, Karisha or Sudini, Deniki, Dembanik Nasha de Tashenda, Dembanik Nasha de Sebo Chen Hamawaina, Rang Jela Sherok Pachin, Chetu Yamar. Odig Chanida, Denik Nashashi, Tambode. Nimba Gombe Nansonensia de Tini, Denik Nasha de Sebo, Chin Hakundo de Tini, Kari Gongors, Kansak Dameda, Church Dame, Dame Ni Gongors, the Gonsuche. Tini somba de tinsi ki dhondo che se de da chik nganzo chik dhundan dhra menda dini mabu yore diso ki tini chik junre ki kor shi yundira tini kashe ki chik dale che wadan, shene che wadan, nyinga le che wadan, jume le che wase da ti che wa ki kolan dhra menda mabu she gunda o diso ki kolan ta chik che wanda wu che ne tinsi ki pa che wa che ne tini chik ngubi nezo dan mintin ba diso pa me ba su tini ngubi nezo dan tunbi konyi da pa ndeshi jayatale, tso tinsi ki dhondo chesu. Dini shiba de tongi tobi chele sudu, ta dinde mambo chene tadyendela ta nga tso kare chungura sudu. Dini chwe tanje tongba nyi inba, chwe tanje dameba inba chi hako ne. Dini di hako ne, di tongi de toba ina, dini pendo kare yungura sudu. Dini pendo de, digi penyon rong. Penyon de tongi toba ina, rangyo de, dini jiten cheje ki toba deso meba cha. Dini shengyo la, dini nyinji rangshu ke chik. Bame to pa, niji chevre, so that the Tony Tobike. Jealous and Tony Tobike touching Drebo. Tundrebo, the new young race, the tensing she going shin on the. Then I that tumble them. Sure.
So that was the brief presentation of this, just to put it essentially. And so basically, what has been explained, what we said is that this Prajnaparamita is a is extremely important, and that we need to cultivate this. It is necessary for us to cultivate, to give rise to this Prajnaparamita, and then that we, if we have that, then we'll be able to remove all suffering in samsara, in the all the suffering of existence can be removed with the realization of the of the Prajnaparamita. And so we come to the now to the detailed explanation. And detailed explanation first is the wisdom established by means of the view. First, we need to establish the view, ascertain the view, to develop an understanding of the view. And then, in order to do that, then we need to have to understand the two truths and how they relate to each other. And so without a clear understanding of the two truths and how they work, then it is not possible to develop the correct view. And once we've developed the correct view and we have certainty in the correct view, then we meditate. Comes to the second section, that is on the meditation on the selflessness of individual, meditation on selflessness of phenomena. And then there's a investigating or analyzing the different reasonings, the great reasonings that are given, and so said. So it's based mainly on the arising, and so when phenomena arise, then they arise from self, or they arise from others, or from both. Neither. There's all those discussion, all those investigations that are that we're going to go through in this third section. And then fourthly is the benefit. The benefit of such an understanding of realizing, of understanding correctly emptiness. And for oneself, the benefit would be the elimination of the eight worldly concerns. And for others, quite naturally, then we'd be without effort, then having compassion, developing compassion for the sake of others. And so this fourth section then discussed when it talks about the benefit of understanding or realizing emptiness. There is also a means like the kind of the result that comes from that.
That the legi tensin shinani tambo tawe tena pobase de la tambo denying korchi she the denying kordela yang kashege tsebajagor that the denying kor sheton de la rigmindos and tsebache only tsebadela chunyo marase but chumbondoche dina shinge that. Tejin chod dubas xing da tejin chod dubas de da teba memba de zo ge tejin ge che xejin ge do de zo sanje ge sung sung bi ge ka ma re se ne da de mambu ji xie go ra o de la da xejin de zo sanje ge sung bi ge che re se ne da de yang ja zhu go ra o de sung ye bi na ne tong bo da de ning ko de xie go ra se.
And so within this first section, the wisdom established by means of the view, or establishing the view. Then there's a first an outline of the two truths, or discussion explaining what the two truths are. And then there's Sometimes, you know, people may object to the different explanation of the true truth and to have kind of objections to the presentation. But then, so here in the second section, then we'll see how there's actually no fault when others criticize them. We'll show that those criticisms are not valid. And then in the third section, then we see how the Mahayana is supreme. So in terms of the Buddha's teachings and those Hinayana and Mahayana teachings, and sometimes some people say that the Mahayana teaching are not authentic teachings of the Buddha. It's not what the Buddha taught. And so in this section, then we'll see how actually those teachings, those Mahayana teachings, were teachings of the Buddha.
That dinani tambo dening cordela kareshe or se, dini dening yewa, demba nyingi yewa de chiche, dini demba nyingi tseniche, deni telem baby kanza, that deni telem banking kanza de la da, chick mindawa, dini yoresine, or dini de chichagres, disom nani tambo dening yewa de, that demba nyingi city, yunda, that kandesi yores, or dishigres.
So, within this presentation of the two truths, then first is distinguishing between the two truths and this kind of a division in two truths. So we'll see that, and then after that, there's a definition, defining characteristic of the two truths, and then in third section in the presentation of the individual or those who have ascertained or established the two truths, the understanding, correct understanding of the two truths.
But Dembanis. Kunzo demba dan, tendan dembas, ni shegda. That the nigan kunzo dembas had a condition as sewers. Tendan dembas, condition as sewers. That the lawaina, and chidong also sheja, chu, said the sama tendachibara. That coada, yangil and divig chess, chidong chu imbaina, yanan coiche, yanan yangil and diviche. That the ni caru my imbag chess in yenji, sheja sinji, sunny yomaras shegura. Odinde da kowa dan nyangen den debi dubi ge chede zo chama chede la nansu ge chaji dan ne zu ge chaji nansu ge chade la da zo gare she gor zo de ni kunzo den bas nansu ne zu ge chade zo la de ni den dan den bas sheng da nansu ge chade la gare she gor zo de ni chik su da tre ro se yan ro de ni chik phum bo dan khan dan chen che se ya ge da de ni ma bu ye ra de so chama la nansu chue chen ge chas dela kunza denba che tene nezu chini chitawa shigunda nezu se de zo kare shigura tsana da pombo da kan jeje de so cham ki ngo tongba ni ngo da me ba o digi cha de la da chini tendan denba shigura se o de inde da junse kare se de kunzo denba da tendan denba denba shigunda denba se de chi loa me ba tene shila shigura tene kunzo denba se de tene kunzo pombo da kan da nonzu krong gi cha la da Pungam change to so Kurongan Walata, Chick Loameva, Demba no Shura. And he didn't sit down, Demba said, Nisuk on the Chevaina, and the Chetan, Chit Tombanira, Tik on the Chevaina, Tendan de Madela, Tendan Dembas, or the Nichendonik and the Shigures. Tinita Yawa the Nichigures, and also Kunzo Demba, Tendan Demba, Dinik Yawa Kandichigures, the Yawa de, and it Tinis Chigures. Chujingi Chadela, Kunzo Che Ye, Chuniki Chadela, Tendam Sepa Yegures. Lua mebas na dendere miloas dembas ya gitta den milo pena manso kunzo ko de chena manso su dra tiro de tsam manso gen chingos de ton de gora ni miloas de la ni zu ko de chena de tsam ton de de zuma cha de gora lua kanse ni zu le su dra tiro manso gen nuwa na shin ye mara ine nan su la ta ko manso gen nan su ko de chena de ni su dra tiro de tsam ma chi ton de gora de miloas
So, all phenomena, that means all knowable, all the things that can be known, that mean the same, all phenomena, so whether of samsara and nirvana, mean that all phenomena are either samsaric phenomena or phenomena of the nirvana, can't be any phenomena that is neither as a phenomena of samsara or a phenomena of nirvana, so meaning, so all phenomena, then so there are two aspects to those, and there's the way that they appear, the appearance of phenomena, and so that is the that corresponds to the relative truth, to the relative aspect, and then there's the on the other hand, the way these their nature, the nature of all phenomena, that is emptiness. They are all emptiness, and then kind of at the level of their nature, what they are. But then, on the level of how they appear, then they manifest in the kind of as all those phenomena. And so that is the aspect of this manifestation of how they appear is the relative truth, and their nature, this emptiness, is the ultimate truth. And these two aspects are says incontrovertible. And this is why they are regarded as two truths. So this term lua mepa, that without a deception or incontrovertible, means that, for example, the nature of all phenomena is emptiness. If we investigate, we can see that all phenomena, their actual nature is emptiness. Yet, and that is so incontrovertible, that is true. So that is why we call we talk about the absolute truth. And then, at the level of appearance, yet even though their nature is emptiness, then at the level of appearance, they do appear in the way we see them. And so, also this on the relative level, so that is also true. This is also the way they appear. So this is not deceptive or a deception. This is actually how they appear on the relative level. So that's why we talk about relative truth and absolute truth, and we talk about truth in those two cases, because there's no deception, or it's incontrovertible. It is the way it is in their nature. So in terms of the phenomena themselves, then this is the relative truth, and in terms of their nature, or the dhammata, then this is the absolute truth that corresponds to the absolute truth.
Nezu dan nansu sidi, nansu sidi pena, mazogi danda, kawa dan pumba da, chikari, no dunga de sama, nansu si. Nezu sidi da, mazogi noa nansi maimba, deso sama yeni, jewa meva, gaba meva, tomba nigranshi, dela nezu si. Tadi pena ansu pekeva ina, mazo melan dandi, melan nano latani, zu da, dinanshi, sadan chu, medin, da, melan tonga. Ni masik bad, menam de chik masik badula ko, menam nano la chik menda wishing toina, made la lava get to the, any made it sig yoba, most lava sig yoba, menam tanga. That dela nonsus. Lo krongola, menam krong nano la, made in noan anshinch and labe to the sig yoba, dinit chik moose chik, dinit tanga. What dela nonsus? Nezu said that, ni sedu, dinit melangi noa kare, yoba the sama, sawan kurum yaba chanunda. Sanyu kun jewa dang, neba dang, gaba sanyu meba. Sanyu maruwa chi. Odele nesus, dinanshi, manzo danda suda turu kan, noa de, manzo danda noa nanshin chine, manzo ki chik, peche tanga ina, ko peche tanga yaba. Mela labe greba ina, mega tsig yaba. Odele mambu chi, nongda. Ina nesula ta dele yoresna, nesula yomare, nesula manzo nisi du, mela meba nanshin chine, dene, su da, tero desu, sama, mela noa nanshin chine, sanyu kun maruwa, yene tonga ni. The nation of the Nizos, Shigurus, Tindy, that guns of the tendency, the Nichi Kitorapa, Sanatongurus.
So here we talk about the way things appear, the appearance kind of aspect to things, and then we talk about their nature, the aspect of their nature and how things are. So appearance is like all the phenomena, such as, for example, pillars, vase, and so on, all those things. So this is on the level of appearance. But then on the level of their nature, it is emptiness. It's never arisen, never ceased, and it is just emptiness at the level of what they actually are, their nature. And to understand, if we give the example of, we can take the example of a dream. when we're dreaming, we have all those phenomena, all those things that appear to us, water, fire, and so on, and all these things appear, and they appear to us as real as long as we're in the dream. For example, until we wake up, then if there's, you know, this fire in our dream, when we put our hand, burns us. This is the perception that we have, this fire, we put the hand in the dream, in the fire that burns us. That's the perception within the dream. So that's the appearance kind of aspect within the dream. But then the nature is when we wake up, it is actually never arisen, never ceased, and it is just, it doesn't exist, the fire in the dream. So in terms of the appearance, the way it appears in the dream, it appears as burning, it appears as being there, but in terms of its nature, we realize that we understand it when we wake up, and we see that actually this fire that is in the dream has never never arisen, never been created, and never ceased.
Tade sosores, that Jokovina, didn't Dylan and Deshijat on Ramira, Kashi Chiri, Kashi Tadires, that the Mambochi, Deshijagores. Did Kandar Chiris, Lawaina, Chunure, Tadires, Lawaina, Chunures, Do Combang in Denona, Dembanimbo, the Chiris, Lawaina, Chunure, Tadires, Lawaina, Chunures, Shires. What in the Tangasogi Kandis Logos, the Dembanimbo, the Kunzok on the Chavaina, Kunzo Dembada, Tundan the money, Tadires. Tendang on the china, Kunzo dembada, tendan dembasiade, Chiamare, Tadeamares, Kainson, Tendang on the china, then she jigged chut some yen tombanira. Tombani indita, chigna, tade seada, disoge, trubade, yewa de kaya, that shat we amares. Odin indita, under, do gombang in denona, chi imba in a chin, yeres share, tade imba in, tadeis lava in a chin, yeres shendos. Ta, candes logos, the Kunzo on the chevaina, and in. Chigres, Lavaina, Junures. Then I see Tendango on the Chevaina, Tadires, Lavaina, Junures, Odilagon in Dogondenona, Chita Tade Carun Kelambaina, Junures, Chigres. In a young and so can this killing words, Kunzo on the Chevaina, Tadires, Tendango on the Chevaina, Chita Tade Kanimaris.
And also, when we talk about those two truths, then of course the question would arise to know whether those two truths are different or distinct, or are they the same? And so the different masters had different way of explaining that. Some are saying that they are different, so same that they're, some say that they are the same, some say that they are neither the same nor distinct. And so basically, the understanding is that, as it says in the Sandinimochana Sutra, then it is should be understood that they are neither identical nor distinct. It is not possible to say that they are either identical or that they are the same or that they are different. And kunzoki kabla tene kunzoki tadera. So from a relative point of view, then they are considered. So the way to understand that we should understand is that on the relative point of view, from a relative point of view, then they are distinct, they are different, the relative and the absolute. But on the absolute level, we cannot say whether they are identical or they are distinct, because on the absolute level, that is the realm of Trajal, the freedom from all conceptual elaboration. So it is not possible to start to make distinctions of whether things are same or identical or different or distinct and so on. All those kind of elaboration are not present at that level. So that is why in the Sandinimochana Sutra, then it says that the two truths should be understood as being neither identical nor distinct.
Deche, that the ma the ning it sinis. Dinde, that corner sheba nanshi, mobo, shejagi, sheja senenda, mobo senenda, this tamaki, nitsu, tomba nigi chadela, that tendans. That tendan in the nitsu con the chevaina, and in zu jar to tiro de so yeba yamare, meva yamares, yeba da meva nika yamares. Dinanshi, nika maimba, yeba yamain, meva yamain sendo chira. Or the name Nimike, that 他刚来也没那把，你那些你做工的艰难的呢，等到等把现在就六个月的去吧，六个多头吧的那不停的，刚也有嘛的是，等的月把当没把他，今年个的你们给六个那么多差嘛人对吧？我说六个就有了人对吧？你那些俺那把等到等把是就就要当，你那些新给等到等把等的有的程度呢，三九来判对吧的那些，那他等到等把是写过来是。
And so we come now to the defining characteristics of the true truth, and so the ultimate truth. Then the ultimate truth. So this is the nature of things, is the freedom from all extremes of existence, non-existence, both existence and non-existence, or neither existence nor non-existence. So. On the ultimate level, then all those phenomena cannot say whether they are existent or non-existent, or whether they are both and neither. It is beyond all those kind of distinctions. And so this is not something that can be expressed in words, and basically it is beyond the domain of the mind. The mind that thinks then has to think whether something is existent or non-existent, or maybe both or neither, but and so this ultimate truth, this freedom from all conceptual elaboration, is beyond the mind. It cannot be thought about if you with our ordinary mind. It cannot be thought about, it cannot be conceived, it cannot be expressed. This is so the ultimate truth.
अने लो चुबा दिके चौयु तो चुबा लो चुबा दिके तो चुबा के युद्धां युचें के चार दिस चामा ना ता कुंजा दिम्बी के चिनिस कुंजा दिम्बा सेवरेस कुंजा दिम्बा कुंजा दिम्बा कुंजा दिम्बा से दे लो चुबा युद्ध चेबा कुंजा दिम्बी चिनिस शेंदा कुंजा दिम्बा से दे वो दिल्ली की ता यू की चाह दां दिनांश ही यूज़ लो करों यान चुबा वो दिसो चामा ला दा कुन्जो देंबा सेवरेस
So the ultimate truth is what transcends the ordinary mind and cannot be expressed in thought or word. So the ultimate cannot as it says, the famous expression "masam jome" cannot be conceived of and cannot be spoken about. And by contrast, the relative truth is defined as the deluded mind and its object. So the all those the mind. So in terms of the subject, the mind that conceives of its object, that sees its object, understands its object, and so on, and all its objects, all of those pertain to the relative truth.
That day, Kandar Sutun, that do by in a Nilu gong, Nilu Tombani gong the Jebaina, then a kunzo to Yebata, ten tambala, Yemare sending, Yabata meba ke cho ni ke chosu malunga. That Karisha was to the Denis Sanjik and Donona, Zoo Tombaus, Zoo Kron Tombani res, Tombani Kronia Zures, Zule los chubagi Tombani Yemare, Tombani los chubagi Zu Yemares, Odinita, Noata, Tombasia de Kandar Sunju imbachi. मातो नोआ ता तोंबानी सोसो सोसो दिने कटने यादा दिने ता योमारेस नोआ ता तोंबानी जे सुंदुन जुबा नोआ कांयिं बादे तोंबारे तोंबा कांयिं बादे को नांग योरेस ओ दिने शिला ता कांदर करसे तेना देंबास ता यां दिने देशे जंगदा
and so these two truths are not separated or cut off from each other and with existence would referring to the relative truth and non-existence referring to the ultimate or this aspect of the nature of phenomena and the aspect of the appearance of phenomena, there would be two things that would be separate or distinct. In order to kind of prevent that kind of misunderstanding, then in the Buddha said that form is emptiness and emptiness is form. Emptiness is none other than form and form is none other than emptiness. So saying clearly, stating very clearly that the appearance aspect, like form, and the nature aspect of emptiness are not separated, not two different things, two distinct entities.
That the big sunju ge che che chi yin, then ta xi dan zhe ba jie dan zhong dou sun yin de zhe ba xing da. Da ta xi xia de yue ba mei ba nin ge ni min si. Ani din nan xin zhe ba jie xia de, da ji jian ge ni da jie ni zhong ni ji ta de xia zi ge ra. Santo medo ba tanga zo kandar tenda den ba se dindi shi insare tene chi pa loge chi kandar chi lo la da chi ta thangi de drawa ye ba da me ba thangi de drawa re she de da chi dindi chi insare tene ka ya chatu mu da ok ni de da kandar dindi kin thali de ba she re de tenda den ba se
This being so, the Dhammadhatu, the union of appearance and emptiness, is beyond the 4, the 8, or 32 extremes of misconception. It is inexpressible in thought and word. It is a mind-transcending primordial wisdom, self-cognizing awareness. All that in Tibetan was put in a very nice sentence, just one sentence and all put together, that we had to kind of get split in English, but I'm saying that so that you see that it refers to the same thing, and so the so we have the nature of phenomena. So that is this ultimate truth, this ultimate reality, is the Dhammadhatu, the basic space of phenomena. This this union of appearance and emptiness, not that we have appearance on one side and emptiness on the other side, and is beyond all conceptual elaboration. So we talk sometimes about the four conceptual elaboration of existence, non-existence, both and neither, or we talk about the eight extremes of arising and ceasing, of coming and going, permanence and eternalism and nihilism, and then singularity and multiplicity, and then we have the or the we talk about the 32 extremes, the extreme, the, so those are 32 extremes are easy to understand. It's like in terms of the you know, the four truth, each of the four truth has four aspects, so makes 16. So you have the 16 aspects of the four truth, and then they're opposite. For example, the first aspect of the first noble truth is impermanence. So impermanence and permanence, and so on. And then there's a suffering, and its opposite, absence of suffering, and so on. And so, it is inexpressible in thought of and word. So this is not something that is of the domain of our mind. That's something that we can understand with our mind. And then, because sometimes we may think that, oh yeah, I understand the absolute truth. I, you know, I see what it means. And but that is not the absolute truth, because this is the beyond the domain of our mind, and not something that can be expressed in words. And it is mind-transcending primordial wisdom, self-cognizing awareness. So this is this self-cognizing awareness, this primordial wisdom. So that is why what the nature of phenomena is, or the this ultimate nature. The what's it called? Dundam debagi,
Sharwa. Dundam. Dundam demba.
Kunzan dundam sunjuki kechamara.
Dundam kechamara. Dundam kronchi gubi.
So this is what the absolute truth is.
That dinde che gandar ta loge chik dinde dinde rendu ten loge sun sin tu ya ge che da dinin nga ni pa je tu ya dinan shi sen ge ten tu ya ge che de ta ma ri be ta shi che ba ina ga ya ma du ba me na na shin che ne chik de ma tu ba me ba dinde res wo din de san je ge do na na ta lu nga ge che yu du chi bi che de ni ta kun zo de ma re ma tu ten da de ma ma res ten da de ba se ya de lu da nga yi ki che yu len de ba dinan shi ye ne ma che ba ta ma nga ba wo dinde res tenda yuke tenda denpa de sanji ki nanchin ki yang chuyo len deba o dindi shila ta tenda denpa si shiye goresu sanji ki chuyo len nanchin ki chuyo len deba su de nganzo ta tenda denpa de tanda nganzo lo de le chuyo len deba rendo wa chuyo len desu de to ma to wa nganzo ki lo de ki yu tu che ma to wa pe na chi ki zung da wai chi yina nganzo lo de ki zu de yu tu che tu gunda karisan ton tu gunda o chuyo len desu de ta chi ton me to yanda wa to mu to yanda wa
So, but then, even though that's the case, then we may feel sometimes that we want to talk about it. We want to explain, try to understand what this ultimate truth is, and so. But then, as the Lord Buddha said, then. If the ultimate truth were to become object of body, speech, and mind, it could be it could not be accounted as being the ultimate, but it has to be the relative. And the ultimate truth transcends all expression. It is beyond the signifier, says, and signified. And so all the basically, if this is an object of experience of a body, speech, or mind, then that is a relative phenomena. This is not the absolute truth. The moment it becomes an object of body, speech, or mind, an object of experience of body, speech, and mind, the Buddha explained, then this is not the absolute truth. This is the relative truth. Because relative truth is beyond the mind. This is beyond, we can conceive of it, and we cannot think of it. So it is not an object of experience of the mind, and so the moment that there's has to do with like an experience, like in terms of sounds, in terms of form, in terms of thoughts, then this is not the ultimate.
Then that kind of tendan tenba that sheja mares shezon loki chuyo len deba loki chuyo len deba ina dani sheja mainba chano that sheja mainba ke jumse karisena. Tendan denpa di yu ki ngô la chubha yu ma re, yu chin ki ngô la chubha yu ma re, dina xin yu ba tang me ba kang ki yang ta le ndepa chi xie san. O di ndi ta kandre si xie ja re se, jio tu go re se, pe na nga zo nanga thong si xie go re di, ina yang nanga kandre si thong go re se, nanga di zu ma ra. Nga zo mi ki thong che ba la zu ji go re ma to, zu ma yin ba chi mi ki kandre si thong go re se. 다 이내 연고 타니 잔들라더니 응에 난가 통선선선이더니 야 주고 야드네 체되더니 가왔다 그랬으더니 여기 홍보들라 주고 주네데 응에 난가 통시시거라데 먼저 빼자 놓노래 여기 홍보들라 난가 시고요 말 난가 써야 되고 똥비기 차들라 다 난가 시고라 어데 미 통도요 말했음 니는 싫어스 어데니 다 직 이내 연고 직다 빼신다 진이고요 말아 간다 난가 통스리더니 좀 야 주네데니 야 떼고요라 디테그레다 덴당오마 난카 칸이 통도요 말스 어디는 싫어서 덴단 덴바데 칸데 직 로그 쪼율렌 데바 다 덴디 싫어서
So we say that in this one we says that the dhammata is not an object of knowledge because dhammata is not conceivable is not an object of the mind cannot be known by the mind so therefore is not an object of knowledge knowable phenomena and as it says indeed how could something that is neither subject nor object is totally devoid of any characteristics such as existence or non-existence can be an object of knowledge can be known but then as it is said so the people say, I see a space, or I see space, and they certainly express themselves in words like these, but how can this space be seen? So the example says, you know, we can show at space, do you see space? You know, and then by pointing at it with our finger, and then we come to have a, that is, we speak like that on a kind of a conventional level, the kind of a, at the level of a linguistic convention. This is the way we talk, do you see the space there? And in a way then, there's an apprehension of our space that comes there, but is in no way do we see space, do we come to see space, even though we say, I see space, I see the space there, but we cannot see space at all. And so we can kind of try to point towards it to help to understand what we mean pointing with a finger and so on. And we talk in ways saying, yeah, oh, I see space, I see the space that the space that you refer to. And it is the same also with the dhammata, with the nature of phenomena also, that kind of a conventional level.
That is not the same thing. The people who are in the world are in the world. That is the same thing. 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 Then yen and yambani, you the eugenia, jitani, maduaina, then Sanjay Nanchin, the eugenia, dig you. Tendan them by the Tore Sergic. Shatumunda. On Nizulata, you sing in Chita, Eugene, Losing in Chitani Maduba, Junsen Delatini. Tendan them by the Sanjig Nanching, Joyle, and Devar's Sugars. In a Tanito, Takunzuk on the Chavaina, then you're singing Yuri, Eugene singing the Yuris. Or the Yuba Nanchin, and then Tendan them by Sene, Tojaki Yuche. The Tobiki Eugene, and the Pabik in Yansha, Yeshia, the Nanchin, Sanjig Nanchesia, or the Samagi, then Tendan them by Tosene. This year, the Nizu condition. Nizu Tombani Kurong on the Chevaina, then Yurta, Eugensia, Trubayamara. The Trubamede, then Sanjigi, Yeshedigi, and Yuchugi, Torres, Lavaina, then Nanchin Dires, Yuchugi in Dires, and that Chuni Kurong and Gula, Nin Tugora. Tombani on the Tomaina, Yuda, Eugensia, Chuni, then the Sunny, Maduba, then the Shimda. What the condition, Shivares? Then that the Nima Shimda. Tetana, Tanitune, Pabi Nyasha, Eugenda, Chuji in Yut Chevalatine, Sheja Inoshi, Jut Rundis Shenda. Tany said, Kunzo Gondicine. Kunzo Gondicine, Dinny Yutan, Eugensia Yure, Dinashi, Chugi in, Tendan Temba de Yuche. Dinny Ditto Biki, Eugendela, Pabi Nyasha, Yashes. O digita, don't need the Totu Res and Duny, and he loved Chores.
And so the when we talk about this so the dhammata and so the nature of phenomena, then it is not even an object, as it says, was said, not even an object of the omniscient wisdom of the Buddha, because there's no such thing, no distinction between a subject and an object at that level. We cannot even talk about this this distinction. This is so we have all the phenomena that appear and the nature, which is the emptiness, which are never been separated, which is the union, and in terms of the of this absolute nature, then this is something that is beyond the mind. It's not an object of knowledge because this is beyond the mind. This is not an object of knowledge of the mind, and it's not even an object of knowledge of the omniscient wisdom of the Buddha, because at the level of the absolute, there's no distinction between subject and object. So there is not like an omniscience, an omniscient wisdom that would know the absolute kind of nature of phenomena that is emptiness. So it's not there's not this this distinction there. So this is completely beyond the level of our understanding of our ordinary mind. And so, we talk about this because this is the definition. We're discussing the definition of the true truth, and so the definition that has been given for the absolute truth is that is beyond the cannot be expressed in thought or words. And so here we see that it cannot be, it is beyond our mind. It cannot be expressed by in thoughts or words because it is beyond our mind, and it is beyond our mind because it is already beyond anyway the omniscient wisdom of the Buddha. Because as we explained, there's not this distinction between subject and object, and so can't be this object that would be the this object of which the omniscient wisdom of the Buddha would be the subject. And so it is completely beyond mind. But the explanation is from the absolute point of view, from the point of view of the absolute truth itself, that there is not this distinction between subject and object, this way of explaining. But then on the relative level, then we do distinguish between the relative truth and the absolute truth, and we talk about also the absolute truth being realized by, for example, the wisdom of the bodhisattvas on the bhumis in their meditation. We talk also in terms of the omniscience of the Buddha realizing emptiness also. and recognizing this object that be the absolute truths, but it's on the relative level, then we talk in this way. And so suchness, the absolute truth, is unborn, and mind itself also is free from birth. And so when the mind is tuned to this, then it is as though it knows the ultimate reality. And as it explains, for since you say that consciousness cognizes when it takes the aspects of a thing, it's right for us to speak in such a way. So suchness, the nature of phenomena, is unborn, never reasoned, never seized, and the mind also, its nature is like that. And when the mind is tuned to that, then we talk about the mind seeing the absolute truth. But even though it might not be exactly the case that there is a mind subject that would see this absolute truth as an object, yet we can still talk like that. For since you said that consciousness cognizes when it takes the aspect of a thing, that is when explaining things from a Chittamatra point of view. And so in the Chittamatra, so they explain that we do not see things, the mind perceive things as objects as being outside there, when actually there's nothing outside. It's just the mind that in the mind is this aspect that form, there's the aspect of a thing that looks like, you know, that thing. And then the mind considers things that this thing that appears to its mind, that is in the mind, then is actually outside. So in the same way, so here in this case we have an aspect that is in the mind, and we consider the object to be outside, and so we talk about I see this object when there's just the mind cognizing itself. So here also, in the same way, we can talk about that in order to express it, that when the mind realizes suchness, then we talk about also, like in this way, of a mind seeing suchness, a mind realizing suchness in this kind of dualistic kind of or dual kind of way.
That the Gandhara Tandan Denpa De Logi Choyu Len Deva De Sheva Dini Tandan Nitsu Krongon De Chine Sheva Res Dini Yan Tsangre Leng Anzo Tandan Denpa De Togo Res Dika Si Matoba Yina Ani Koi Dunga De Pantuk Mare Sene Shegunda Odi Shede Yan Tandan Denpa De Toji Yoba Shegunda Odi Kunzo Kong De Chine Sheva Res Kunzo Kong De Chine Ani Tandan Denpa Siya De Tongba Ni De La Tandan Denpa Si Di Tobi Ke Dini Lo De La Tony Tobik lost Shanda. What did the Tanga so Kunzo on the China? Tony Toya Yore, Tony Tobik, Loyan Yores. What did that? Dininge Chigney, Lolin Deva is Shigre, Chigney, Loki, and Toji was Shigres, or Dinita, Mingawade, Chick Loki, Joyulin Deva Sadin, Chokrong, Nesur, Tony Krong, Tendan de Macrong on the Chin Shigres. And it told you about the Kunzo Dimbig on the rest, Kunzo on the Chavina. Tony de Tojian Yure, and then I see Tobiki Eugene Yures. What the nature in that's also quote about the nature.
And so we talk, on the one hand, we say that so the absolute truth is inexpressible in thought or words. And so that is from the absolute point of view. absolute point of view. On the relative point of view, then we may still talk about an absolute reality, an absolute truth that is to be realized, and a mind that realizes it. So that is from a relative point of view, the way then we'd express it, we talk about it. And so, even though so on the ultimate, from the absolute point of view, then we'd say that absolute truth is beyond mind, then still on the relative from the relative point of view, then we may still consider talk about a mind that realizes this absolute truth. They still need to realize this absolute truth. They still need to have a mind that would realize this absolute truth from a relative point of view.
That thing then so tendan din ba kunong on the chebaina da lorin de bare sing da that the condition tending da din nga so pen cheba chene ngazu cheba khanes chebor su de din ngazu ge lui na din sing ge da da se de so yeme ge thora cheba din cheu de din chik subong ko ni juk ba de da se ji tsani me ba da me ba na sing lui de ya de me ba lui de mes na din la ba da komba de so sama ye me ba chanu da din la ba da komba me ba che din nanu la ngazu ge sen se de ni den de ni chik ndu min do de ni Java China, Java in the nation, you do Kaya Chick to Niamatova, Kaya Maduba Chichanoda. Then Kaya Maduba Chichano did Kaya Maduba dig Nanola, the Ninchi did use and did Tobik, you chance, Ni, Yanja Tuba Dine, then do me to Java Java in the Kaya Nimuda. What the nation is that? Nilu said it. Tony said, Nisus said. That the Niki owned Java in the Dine, the Yure, the Eugene, Dicky, the Tore said, Namja de Maduba. That the cheba the usha in a dining and soggy, migi, zoo tongue, zoo migi toya yore, zoo yore, mi yore, yuchin. What the yavana shinchin, didn't it? Kunzo said that initial. Well, Kunzo Tinishik on the cheba in a dinner, Tony Sergi yore, and did Tobiki yuchin. Lo, what the name yores? That the name of chick under Kowade, Robson cheba in a, the Niluda, Hansu, Nizuda, Hansu said, Tinishik Torba, and his son of tongue.
And so when we talk about this ultimate reality and we say that this is beyond inexpressible in thought or words, is there such a thing? I mean, what is it that do we really refer to? What is it that we refer to? And well, to understand, if we look, for example, when we analyze, if we look at ourselves and we consider that we're born in this body, and so if we look at this body and look at the different parts and see how we're made of those different parts and try to find where is the self, where is this I in the body, and looking at the different limbs and the hands and foot and everything in the different part, and find that there's nothing that we find in that. And the more we analyze, the more we investigate in this way, then there's nothing we find. And then we look at this mind also in the same way, try to see whether we find there's a mind here that we find or we don't find. And so there's a, in the end that we realize there's nothing that is found there that we can grasp out, that we find. And so that is the this emptiness that we come to as a result of an analysis. And the chibigi, then the chibigi tama, then the tama the tongboy, then the yulda the sharwa, then also the lord the
tobi. Chibi tama dera tak chino ke ngobo kaya madruba chikche ne tama dera tak kaya chida no ke ngobo kaya mani ba chi yunda. Tak tedu then the oh di yure di yujen de di yude then the togre sechi tak tumara junse karse na chino ke ngobo tama. Chene ta maruba, kaya maniba chatsadi, tadum, chick de yure, de yuchere sendoni, chicky chick toyando, chick flowers and the kaya lagmenta. O dinde, that did dindra with the nesures. That nesula, that in the chine counter, you the yuchin say, chicaya, maruba, di jumsen delatinidin, tendande, look jun and devas, or the nishivers.
And then so, if we continue to analyze in this way, that even in the end, there's not even this notion that there's someone, a subject that would analyze and that would investigate and do not find or whatever, because there's nothing left. There's not even a someone. There's not even a subject that would be left there if we bring it to thoroughly investigate in this way. So this is what the absolute is, and this is what we say that this is beyond thought or word, because it's not like if we investigate, if we try to find that, in the end, there's nothing that we find. There's nothing that we can say, oh, this is that, or this is this. Nothing we can think of as being this or that. And so that is the level of the nature of things, the nature of phenomena, that it is the absolute truth. But then on the relative level, when we look outside, then we see things when we look with our eyes, and we see forms and so on. So that is the level of appearance of relative truth. So when we investigate in this way, when analyze in this way, then we can come to see that that there is, if we really analyze thoroughly, then there is nothing left there. There's nothing in the that we can engage with that we can think this is this or this is that. If we find something, sometimes we may still find that there is something, that there is, it is this that is existing or that is there, and then that means that we haven't really investigated thoroughly and correctly, and we need to investigate further and to analyze further. And so in conducting this kind of investigation, and then we come to the point where there's nothing left for us to think of, for us to even to imagine or to speak about. And so this is when we brought this analysis to the to the end, or to complete this kind of analysis. And this is what the nature of phenomena is, or this absolute truth. And so that is the absolute level. But then, yet we still have this level of appearance. When we look around us, we still see things, and things appear to us. So that is the relative level, the level of appearances.
Samake tombado kayama ruba retene, de la ngeshe tembo jene, de ngazo, zuna da karetuaina, and this sama, chick demba tubando, tabando re, tene, and then zindora, odi minzine, sama juma da melona shire, tene, and this sama chick, ngazo tandangos, tonde yak, zuda jadisoda, also melona shi, chipa chisen tontoba, and juma da melona shi, chick drabo tontoba, odi nation you wear us. De yungi de dine, kayama ru shindo chick. Zuda dad in it, no chore, no shindo tegaranchi, pony, tomba, kaya maduba, or dini kander chick, gawa meva, tindishi, the laning yeshe tempo chinigres, or tedu ningazogi, tawato, tony demba, kase, tenan demba tos and the shivers. O dinishi chuan in a dinningazo, ngobo chinogan over the sol and zimba, tabata, demba to one zinitini, delatinangasola, dungachimura, or the zimba is a pani, dinit dungazo, meva chanovers.
And so we talk about realizing this absolute truth, realizing the absolute and the realizing emptiness. So that is in this way, when we investigate in this way and come to, in the end, to find that there's actually nothing to find, that there's nothing there that we can engage with, that we can think that it is there or not. And then, so when we reach there, we need to develop then a confidence in that understanding, in that, also when then looking at phenomena, the phenomena that appear, then also realize that it is not the usual way that we have to relate to them, that is, that they are truly existent, that they are really there with this kind of grasping that we have, but come to realize and to develop this kind of understanding that actually, even though they are there, they appear, then they are all emptiness in nature. So to see that there's actually also no contradiction, then when looking at all those phenomena, seeing that by nature they are emptiness and that yet they appear. So this is the kind of this is what we talk about at our level. We talk about the need to realize emptiness. Questions?
In the beginning, Kenpo stated there would be something like a causal sequence between the parameters. However, that contradicts what we learned, for example, in the chapter before, when Vasubandhu stated concentration is both the cause and the effect, wisdom is both the cause and the effect of wisdom, or Nagarjuna stating without concentration there's no wisdom, and without wisdom there's no concentration. So of what help is it to establish a causal sequence between the parameters if it doesn't work, for example, for concentration and wisdom?
Neha satana tane chitiku gore mi tane yutaki gore mi tane parishin de tane. The shayu ra yin ya tane de tis dunda me da ora chigire doa khansana ga chik leu noma de leu jeva gena la tane pe na pa papa lu du ge tane chicken something tane yi sharab la tane che ri sharab tane something la tane che ri tane da yin tane gore mi tane dunda mi doa and la de ge where's this quotation from?
Shiro meva, Sante Yuemi. Sante meva yani, Shiro mes, Kanatin Yuvis, Dinzer. ただ、ゲディキコルでマシバイナでね、ゲワラついてとねばで、たユーマラ。でね、なんでしちゃうせ。おでとたんだ、シェロクパチンセでね、ソーでなそ、たんだしばなしちゃう。テバチンブゲ、トニングンスのトバ。ヒロテネシバ。シェロクパチンスシェンダ。んだでシェロでとソーンそ、ゲディダ、レンレケタチ、シェビケシェロチェラ。おでねしろでた、コゴレス。まとでシェロでオゲ、んそ、シェロクパチンセでね、だ、コエマラス。
So the here, so the when we talk about wisdom here, that does not refer to the.
The shiro de so, tebi shiro, sambi shiro, gombi shiro sira. Odi tuesan gombi ke shiro del kogores.
Yes. So this the wisdom here, when we talk about wisdom, that does not refer to the wisdom of to the paramita of wisdom. It's more here we talk about what to. The wisdom of knowing, of being able to distinguish between what to adopt and what to reject. This kind of wisdom, this kind of knowledge. Sometimes sharab is translated as discriminative awareness. So that could be, you know, the maybe a way to understand this. That this is this capacity to distinguish between what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected. So to know about it, because meditative concentration is to focus one pointedly on virtuous actions, on virtues. So we need to be able to know what is virtuous and what is not, to distinguish that. If we can't distinguish what is virtuous and what is not, then we can't have our mind focused one-pointedly on virtue, isn't it? And so it is not referring to the Prajna, to the Prajnaparamita, the paramita of wisdom, that is this mind that realizes the emptiness of the Mahayana. This is how it's defined. The Prajna Paramita, the Paramita of Wisdom, as we discuss it, is the mind that realizes the emptiness of the Mahayana. And so here, when we talk about wisdom also, then we talk about, you know, there's the, we distinguish between the wisdom of listening, the wisdom of reflection, and the wisdom of meditation. So here in this particular section here, the wisdom that refers to is more the wisdom of listening and reflection.
Shirab siya de la tueba dan sambi ki shirab, gombi shirab siya, ta shirab de pe jachin bura kanda. Diyan de pe na tuebi shirab nra wachi mes wanyi na, ane samden di yu maras. Karisan samden kwenye la lamin du ne, menga du so tue ne, di ne shini gomja gres, losan. O diyan de ta di tuebi shirab de meba yi na, di ne samden de kwenye mido. Ta kasi samden kwenye de mes wanyi na, ane gombi shirab di yu maras, o di yu maras. Tindai shala da kogo res. Ko tueba dan sambi shirab de so da nga so lojong chini de so la yang yung de go ra. Ta wogi shirab ki pachin de ta nga so ki ju la di chiya ki toshi chini da tuesang gong sun chiya dan di nan shing ki da jimba tong ya dan tsutin sun ya la soba di ni mamu shi chene di ni tama tama de da chue tanji ki ni lu tongba ni ngon sun to tobi ki di ni shirab ji che go res. O de la shirab ki pachin se go res. Tanda di nga so chue tanji tongba ni ngon sun tobi ki shirab di mendo wogi shirab de la ko Tanda shiro de pena, manso junju janshawaina, and the tambo mandreshe jet, didn't de tubache. De tuba de la ta, tubi shiro sigur, and de la tache chin, or diki tenda de reja chin, chick yanni yando, sunny, chick tache check, lotra, sambi shiros. Didn't digi tendela, manso tans and gom jenny, chick pa, sechu de negra, otra gonjung shiros shivra. That is a summon mazo jura da kanda, chick carse de.
So when we talk about wisdom, wisdom is a pretty vast subject, and many different aspects to it, and we can talk about, so as we said, distinguish this aspect of the wisdom of listening, the wisdom of contemplation, the wisdom of meditation. In order to be able to, usually it's how it's explained, and that in order to be able to practice meditation, you need to have the wisdom of listening. Because if you haven't listened to the instructions of your teacher on how to meditate, you won't be able to meditate, would you? So the so it is necessary in order to develop meditative this meditative concentration. So here, when it says that you need wisdom in order to develop meditative concentration, then you need to have the wisdom of listening and the wisdom of contemplation. So to have thought about it and to try to understand it, in order to be able to practice meditative concentration. Otherwise, without this instruction, without having received the instruction and understood them, you wouldn't be able to practice meditative concentration. But then if you do not practice meditative concentration, also the wisdom of meditation could not arise. So that is why it is said that the wisdom arises from meditation. So this is how it is understood. And this is not talking about the wisdom, the Prajnaparamita, when we talk about this realization of emptiness, the wisdom of realization of emptiness, of seeing directly emptiness, is not a realization that we have right now, do we? It's not. So this is not what we're talking about. Yet we are able to practice meditative concentration. So it is a different thing that is talked about. This is a different thing that is referred to.
And so, there's a short definition of wisdom given 8 lines above. And it's mentioned after the introduction of Vipassana. Wisdom that understands ultimate mode of phenomena, which sounds quite not like
So to continue in the Kempo's explanation, in order to give to bring about this kind of this realization, this direct realization of emptiness, then we need to rely on many methods and many things that we need to do. So studying that in a way that is explained, so the wisdom of listening, the wisdom of reflection, and so on, and practicing the parameters of generosity, of discipline, and on the basis of this, then in the end would come this direct experience of the of emptiness. And so here, as we see, so this is how when we study the Bodhicitta Avatara, for instance, then first what we do is that we receive the teachings, so we develop the wisdom of listening, without which we wouldn't be able to practice. And then we reflect upon it, we reflect in trying to understand, and then meditate in trying to integrate. So that's the way. But then here, I mean, I read it doesn't relate what this eight lines above talk about something else, isn't it?
Karsene leu gubi nongi shiro ti rangu chula chevala gom mambu chagur dashin nyamba dashin jewa nitu sande gonyara ten dashin nyamba da dashin jewa de so sande de so ma gomba ina leu gubi nongi shiro ki shiro ti ngasu chula chego yo marasani odi chene ne sande mena shiro mese gombi ki shiro de so ko gorasa.
It's nothing difficult in that. It's very easy to understand, you know, how actually if you want to practice meditative concentration, then you need to know about how to practice meditation. So you need to have received those instructions to develop the wisdom of listening, And so it's necessary. And then once you, in order to develop the wisdom that arises from meditation, then you need to practice meditative concentration. So it arises on the basis of meditative concentration. And so this wisdom that arises from meditation, the wisdom of meditation, is correspond to this wisdom in the of the chapter 9, which arises based on, unless you've practiced a lot of those meditation, like exchanging self and others, equalizing self and others, those are meditation. If you don't do that, if you don't practice those a lot, then the wisdom that is described in chapter 9 won't be able to arise.
Palma? On page 251, just underneath the four lines at the top, it says, it's necessary to hear and reflect correctly upon the Paschopharamita texts. Does correctly here, does it refer to using Chegon and Jogon or something else? What does it refer to?
Would that mistakes, I guess? And if I tell you there's no correctly in Tibetan, So this expression tsūshindu that this has been translated as correctly, and basically correctly doesn't mean that. It just means to do it properly, correctly, in the way it should be done. Basically, you know, so all those teachings on the Prajnaparamita, then we need to study them. We need to study them properly. This way it means, you know, some people sometimes, you know, they just listen a little bit to the teachings, receive a few teachings, and then start thinking, and then, you know, and don't really go thoroughly and do it properly. So we need to listen properly to the teachings, really receive the teachings, and then reflect also properly in bringing the, you know, the reflection to conclusion. Do so those two stages of receiving teachings and thinking about them properly, and then if we do that, then on the basis then of that, then we'll develop this wisdom of the meditation that's gained and that correspond to this path Prajnaparamita.
Reference in regard to an ultimate nature of phenomenon being dreamlike as in a dream.
Uh-huh.
What is the karma consequence of actions that are undertaken in a dream? Because it seems in both cases you have mind dealing with empty phenomena, but you still undertake actions.
Then, what's that? Page to the shadow, the Milam Dogi page, which is something that's only quaggy. You need to know what's okay. ta legjum ti sam ta vaina ten ga sam milam ni na ten ji chawa ten ji le ji ji sa vaina ten ya minzu ti ge ta ani milam mai pe ge chawa di chu ten minzu da kha yores ti chi ba yores kain sa na ta ko ni ka ge go ka bla ten thoni gi thoni gi nelu ge yube tan den be chu tan jer wa chi ne ani ga su ge le sa ge do na this chi ba da in sa men do
yale de melang go go so le mi ge wa sa ani melang ma yin ba ga so ni se bi go so mi ge wa sa ba ni che ba yore ma res de re de le de che ba yore su mi che mi se che go melang ki go so mi se ya de ne mi la ta ya da ni se bi go so mi se ya ni na ta ya ni te de che ba yo de melang go so mi se ge lu de ne chi melang tong ge ye ne ya ko ngun se ya ma ra ka da su ga se ya ma ra ni se bi go so ta se sha wa yin na ngo so da chi ga da sin je ji so che no ra dik to cheba yore dinege cheba yose ndi mambu shera dinan shin pe na ngo so juma ke de so ge de do ra wo da shin do chu nyung ji la nga ja je de lan san ta da long bo jin de le ni ne yung do ta de di ta da long bo je de da ngo ne ge ta da long bo je de ni la cheba yore ma re si la ba yin na o cheba yora ko de juma ke ge so sha de ta de long bo de ngo so mi chu ne ni xīng dā chūng chūng dī sō lā tā tā lōng dī lī nōng rā wā rā dī kō lā sēng yō mā rā kāndā tā dī pā chō kī chī kī lāng bō chē dī lā ngō sū sēng yō rā wā dī nā shirā sī tā kāndā dī dā gō yō mā rā sī chī tā nī jā kō dēmbā mā rū wā chī bā rā dī yī nē yā tā kō lēn rē kō lā shē gu dī yā dī lā dī nzū yī kī chā bā dī nī yō gā rā sī
Yes, there's a difference and as it is explained in the teaching and many explain that it's different. For example, if you kill someone in your dream and if you kill someone in reality, it's slightly different, isn't it? In terms of the karmic ripening also, so the teaching explained that those two are different. It's not the same kind of karmic ripening. It's like in the example of a magician who can, you know, create, like, for example, say with like mantras, they have this, you know, little stones there, little pieces of wood, and then with the mantra they can make them appear as elephant or other kind of animals, and those elephant that appear thanks to the magician or to his kind of a power are not the same as an actual elephant. They are not considered to be the same, and so it's the same also with the actions that we do in a dream and the actions that we do when we're awake. Then even though on the level, from the point of view of both being devoid of any inherent existence, then they're the same. But then from the point of view of grasping at their true existence, then they are different.
The mind in the dream is grasping at its, you know, at the self.
You know, I know.
There's also an intention in the dream. There's the intention of any action. It's still an intention. It's still, and that intention is still based on the notion of self. I'm doing this. So what's the difference? So in the dream, there seems to be still a notion of self and an intention based on that notion of self. So I still don't understand the difference.
Kongi tiwa di da lindi ma woni yungur kanda. Di dindi yan kongi tiwa kyoba nanshi, wola yan dindi tiwa chi yungda. Ta che chan juma da milan nanshi, denpa tuwa yomara, si mambo shi yogu di, Tā kāsī jīmā tā mīnā nā shīn yīmbā yīnā, yīnā jīmī gī jīk tālāng sēvā tā, tālāng ngōnē sēvā tā yīnā chēbā kārā yīrās. Kārā sā yīnchā kō dēmbā mā rūpā, yīnchā jīmā nā shīn, jīpā rēn tā sā, tīyā kā yōng tā, wadī tīyā dī yōng nā mā.
Your question comes later in the text, in a few pages, if you have the patience to wait for that. Exact same question that, you know, if you say, well, if all phenomena are dreamlike and that they don't have more existence than phenomena in a dream, then how can they be it's kind of a more result, karmic results and everything? That will come in a few days. Prescience.
Okay,
you had a question?
I have a question, but
you are being in trouble with him. There's some censorship.
Otherwise, tomorrow is the same again. I mean, I had it yesterday.
Dominic will judge. Good enough. Dominic will judge if it's good enough.
Let you down, we'll put it to the
So when I look at my body, or also at my mind, the body and the mind with their features and with the processes that happen there and so on, and I don't take all these things like as granted as we usually do, and I kind of consider it like this is myself and like that's how it is, but I see more the miracle of it.
Of yourself.
Huh?
The man.
Yeah.
You would think
all the things that happen in my body and in my mind, I see them as a miracle. Yeah, and I'm quite fascinated what's happening there. So I would have the feeling that this is neither a selfish action or grasping at I or something at me, nor it is working for the benefit of others. So, and also it's not only about my body, but it's the body and the mind in general. So I wonder how to categorize such a view.
What did you understand? When you say miracle, what did you understand by miracle?
Like this machine, the body, for example. All the things that happen there, how it's all working together, and there is some fascination when I look at that. So when I consider it as a miracle, like in terms of where that's I'm fascinated. How does it all work together and interrelate and so on?
Mm-hmm.
So this is something.
So the question,
which is, I have a feeling it's not a grasping, but it's kind of the opposite that I'm. It widens the mind. It's not something that narrows it, and it's also not, for me, it's not a negative action, yeah, and not a selfish act, like it was explained before in the past chapters. But it's neither working for the benefit of others. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
So I wonder how, is there some
neutral
kind of categorizing?
Yeah.
Because it's not all
positive, negative, and neutral actions. Would it be a neutral one?
Yeah, and it's also not concerning only my body, but the body in general. So maybe it has nothing to do with what we heard before.
I'm
just wondering.
Huh? But you think of it as self?
You say
not
mine.
So much, no.
I mean, oh, yes or no? That's a question, isn't it?
Quality. Tending around the zubota, the certain chat some of the daddy to name. Sorry, tending a mass, never than this chat as some bamindo. Connect, clan lords, none around the chat some of the name. So, zubood and then draw down out of some of this curse and zutudo, which you come to hang on the chigra. This is the truth of the chick. 동물도 저거 때문에 양한테는 가도 지고든 지금 왕이 죽고 지고든 나 동물도 와 다른 민사마든나 지출다 오기는 되게 삼 단계야 저거다 지출다 오지 그래 상황 상황 나오지 그래 저거 직 삼마득이 아니 디 삼디 다디 다다 오심 말하면도 와 양 겨야 양 말하면도 와 양 가라 샤워를 해서 저거 때문에 지 네 거기 또 왔다. 디케이다.
지체나다 디 기와레 샤네 디거. 간이스나 지 존르다고 통스네 데 지 주만다고 지. 뎀바드반다고 마레인다고 텐지. 두반다고 텐. 두바다 데서 참은 거서 지 두반다고 텐. 배나 주마케디 두반다 마데 땡고데 어다데 지 उने टुबारे मादो दिङुने मारे द थिं थिंदा तदि कसि दिने द वचि थिंगु यनने जो त गेव छोले शने दिगरस करसन को ते सिक कसे दामेक कोला ते सिक सानो दिन खोग योरा ने दामेक कोला सानो तायन दा द जि छेदन जि जुमा द मनम ना सिंगे जि ताया ओ दिसु छम लो दे तं कंदर गेव छाव
सो इट माइट बी आई मीन कुड बी thought maybe to be virtuous if the in this aspect of thinking is like miraculous in this way, then there's a could be thinking that it is not real. It's a little bit like a, you know, miracle is a little bit like something that is not true, something. So if when thinking that this is miraculous, this is this kind of miracle, but then if associated with that, there's this kind of thinking that maybe this is not really true, this is not really, you know, really something existing, then in this way we'd be meditating, some we'd be thinking about selflessness in a way. And thinking about selflessness is a meritorious act. So if that is present, that kind of a somewhat actualizing or thinking a little bit that this is not really truly existent, that the body is not really truly existent, when thinking in this way, when seeing the kind of the miracle, then that would be a virtuous.
Yeah, I threw it in because it was talked all the time about the kind of negative grasping at the body as I, like selfish and so on. And then on the other hand, we had like, I give it up, I give it away for the benefit of others. So I had the feeling this was something...
You still need to grasp at it. No, sorry.
But
that has a
yeah. Yeah?